As the U.S. Senate gets down to business this week, New York's two senators are pushing again for more aid to state and local governments as part of the next COVID relief bill. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
Democrats Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand say the Direct Support for Communities Act can help pull state and local governments out of the deep budget holes that were created by the pandemic. And Schumer says it could happen in the first few weeks of the Biden administration.
We're going to act swiftly and decisively to provide direct federal aid so state, county, and local governments can save tens of thousands of vital public service jobs.
Gillibrand says 70% of the help will be delivered to cities, towns, and villages that are classified as part of the Community Development Block Grant Program. The rest would be sent to states to distribute. Gillibrand is optimistic the legislation, that has no number attached to it yet, will pass, especially with Schumer as the new Senate Majority Leader, noting it does have some GOP support.
The ideas in this legislation and most of the COVID relief packages have been requested by Republicans from all across the country. So I believe this is something we can do on a bipartisan basis. And so I'm hopeful that even if it does need 60 votes, that we have that kind of support.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.